Si me dieron las hojas.
Even one will not speak, but just be meramis with their eyes, licorice bets bicycle to motion with their fingers, usher. Shnevaila Khalaisa Yadecha Zikara in Bain Nechatsar Zakhira Shayya Taikiv Tfila Sharaish the Shayar. You need that to be a Zakhira where the Tfila Sharaish is immediate after the Shayar. Should be in one putting on. It's interesting, even though it's two separate mitzvahs, but when you have two separate mitzvahs which come together, you're not allowed to be mafti between them. I don't know if there's another example to this, but tefillin is an example of two separate mitzvahs which are shaykh to each other, and to the point that that you shouldn't be mafti between them. Tefillin shemei kadosh kedusha lo yafsik. Even if one hears Kaddish or Kedusha in the middle, he should not be mafsig. El yishtoik, yechavim the mashayim and makal. Ach im, shemei, she'ach, ha'berach, bechaz lanech tefillin. The kitzah goes with the shittas that hold that if you hear someone else making a bracha of the lanech tefillin, yochlan is amen. She'er amen hu ha'amonas ha'dvarim. Shumayim in mitzvah tefillin, v'hevi k'moy ha'vayachas, so it's not a break in ha'vayachas. Tzvilin the Rebbeinu Tam Gam Kenos Lafsig Ben Shaliyah the Sharosh, even though you're not making a bracha, but still you have the svar of Havaya Achas Achle Kaddish the Kedusha Yoch Lafsig. However, Prim Gom says, but for Kaddish and Kedusha you could be mafsig because by Tzvilin Shal Rashi you're making brachas. So you have two svaras. The bracha of Laniach is going on the Sharosh also, and also you have the svar of Havaya Achas. But by Tzvilin Shal Rebbeinu Tam. Or who had din chalmaid, or any time, took it off in a way that he doesn't have to make a new bracha when he puts it back on. You still have the svar of havay achas, but for the svar of havay achas alone, you can answer the kasha kedusha. Test im tov v'hivsik. If he was tov mafsik, yemashmish v'shalyad, v'vach shenis laniach tefillin. Should move the shayar and make a lanich tefillin. Yichazik as a kesher, tighten the knot. V'achakach yanich shorosh v'varach alav. V'mivsik l'tzorach tefillin. Einay tzorach l'varach shenis al shayar. Now the Gemara. This is all based on the Gemara. Masech the Menachos, Masech the Saita. It says sach ben tefila l'tefila. Aver hi biyadei. One who speaks between one tefillin to the other one, aver hi biyadei v'chayzim l'archei mochama. When they went out to fight the mochama, so the kohen mashuach l'mochama would call out yorei v'rach leva, which we learned means v'rach leva from avera. So the Gemara is saying aver even like this of asach when tefillin would have to go back. There the rosh and others speak about why they picked up this aver b'akobanim before that there's aver over here. What's the Aveira of someone who's Soch ben Tefillah Tefillah? So Mishbura brings down that it's because you're going to have to make another bracha, and therefore it's a bracha Hashem Netzricha. The Beis Yosef quotes a Truma Sedeshen that alone, that you're breaking the Havayachas. The Vahayu, the Torah wanted that should be by Havayachas, and you're not doing that. That's the Aveira. Mishbura also brings down that the reason why we make two brachas on the tefillin is not enough with the laniach alone. It's because we hold that the ikar tikkun brachas, elo kach. I'm sorry. B'tchilas anachasim, right? We once spoke this out. B'tchilas anachasim, the m'sak and laniach. And it's also going on the shalroish. When we put the shalroish, because that's the Gemara Hilkach. Like we said, same thing. Okay. The Maisa, the Svarim bring down from Azoyim Pashas Vayigash that compares it just like you're not allowed to be mafsik between Gula and Tfila, so too you should not be mafsik between Tfila and Tfila. And we know that between Gula and Tfila is very chomer. Now, when we're talking about not being mafsik between the tefillin, this goes until you have the tefillin shalroish, it's tied on your head, until you put it on to you, until it's tied on your head. Those that learned Masech the Shabbos last year, so there's a sugi of Kutik Mishoncha. And the Berhetev over here, the Berhetev brings it from Alochis Ketanis. That there's a svar to say that even before you put the tefillin on the head, if it's in the ear above your head, or it's like on your head, however, the Bir Alocha quotes it, and the Eish Avram, the Masev Chamachnas, and the Achorim are not so excited about it. Because the Shulchan brings down the Lechatchila, meaning until it's Mahudik on your head, that's considered hefsik, that you'll have to make a new bracha. But the Shulchan brings down the Lechatchila, one should not be mafsik until he does the last kasher, meaning after he does the three ksharim on his finger, because that's also part of the mitzvah's kashira. He has arichas on this also at the end of the sefer, but the chatchil of other person should be trying not to speak until after that. The mechaba, we once spoke on the mechaba, says that after you tied the shayad onto your arm, you should put the shalrosh before you put the ritzuas around your arm. So Mishmur brought down that from the Kavanas Arizal, that Arizal was going to do all the seven krichos for the shalrosh, because he held that it's a mitzvah, therefore it's not considered a hefsik. Mishkanes Yaakov says that you should only tie enough that the bias will stay on your hand, like two or three times, but not more. Balkabarim, you see that there was a question even about the Zayin Krichos. I'm tying the Zayin Krichos if it's considered a hefsik or not. So it's a plea that we know to also pull our shirt down, that's sure only a hiddur. Vayil Chalos is a hiddur. And still, we're not to do that. And at the end of what?
It's the right thing to do.
The many other is to do it, yeah. Okay. The Archas, in the end of the Sefer Archas Chaim, has Hagois from the Aderes. The Aderes Taka said of the Re'isi Lahaze Kama Noshim Shemam Shechem Bata Yedayim Shokasoinis, Ubegit Elyain Al Shalyad, the Termineh Shol Roshorosh, who have Sig Godel Shalayla Tarech. The Alpha Gav, the Chavanasim Ritzuya, Shalaya Lachir Mois, even though they have good Kavanas, because the thing about the Gemara Menach is Nam Zain on base, Shai Chuva at the end of Zain. But, Bim Mata Ma'at, or Seicha Ma'at Masbe, Seicha Ma'at Masbe. But if he puts his hand down a little, that's enough. But so you see that it was an order that was Taka pointed out by skin. However, the Shara Mitzvah Malacha brings down that as long as you bring Isaac in the here he says the Nogin Lachas is Azrei by Shavel. Shavel's asleep. The Fomim Mashik test, and sometimes it takes a little time. But nearly the aim is a hefsik, even the beginning tefillin osik. Since you mean osik in the Indian tefillin, tadashin l'cholois l'lachem lois, I'm Shai Tshuva, v'asichol machnes. So therefore, he says it's not hefsik. Therefore, the Shara Mitzvah Melacha says, as long as you mean osik in the Indian tefillin, even though it's not dafka, that eco for it's not a mitzvah, it's just a hiddur. But since it's from the Nyanim, it's not considered hefsik, and that seems to be the minig olam to rely on. Now, the Mechaber says later on, we find the Mechaber in at the end of Simach of Ches, brings down the minig, the kids also brings down later, the minig to kiss the tefillin m'shas hanachasan. Right, to kiss it when you're taking it off and to kiss it when you're putting it on. So the chayra, that should also be a hefsik. That should also be a hefsik. And the shla in the Hilchus Tefillin Lashla, Yitaka says over there that it's brought down that his rabbi, the shla, did not kiss it because of this reason. However, others bring down that once it's mekubal, there is such a mesira to kiss it. Dibre Kabbalah have you, ki mitzvah, Dibre Kabbalah remains like a mitzvah. V'shuvah in a hefsi, it's not considered a hefsi. Rav Moshe in a tshuvah in Chelik Dal, Simin Yod, he brings down over there also, he says, V'ri'isi l'chacham echad, Shevi Rai Mikrichas Ritzuas Tefillin Shel Yad Shloi Hevi Hefsi Min Tefillin Shel Yad Tefillin Shel Rosh. From that which we say that the Krichas is not Hefsi, so he saw someone wanted to bring a Raya Shegam HaNeshika Hayol Mitzvah Shuv Lo Hevi Hefsi Min Tefillin Shel Yad Shel Rosh. So he says Vine Mikrichas Raya Lepech, and the Krichas Raya the other way around, because the Torah and Simchav Hei brings them Shem to Rosh, that you should, right, like the Mechava that we quoted, that you should put on the Shorosh before you do any of the Krichos, because it ain't a min a mitzvah. And that's where the Mechava baskets. Just the Magen Avraham brings down from the Ari that the Ari was not to do, because he held it is a mitzvah. So Imkain, he says, Neshika, Shavadai ain't a min mitzvah, Zanachas Tefillin, the Kuli Alma have Shuvah have sick. Right? So he says, there's no right from over there. Ach, mi svara noita shayna hefsi. Kim shayna vizi in yeshihui kla. Doesn't take so much time. But from the Mishnah Brura, and the Achrayim that bring down the Rameis, velikrets be'enav, over there it's mashma, even if it doesn't take, even if it's not a shiur harvest, still you shouldn't be mafsi. So, the seems to be two in yonim. There's two in yonim over here. There's the zman, the time, and there's also an inyan of hesach hadas, of doing something else in between. And the hesach hadas is what's breaking the avayachas. Mamele, even if it doesn't take time, it should be asa. I've added those that the lashon the halachas ketanes is sheila roimiz bein of meir betz baisav. Shuva soch ben tefila tefila lav davka dibra al kol she siach dayte mehem mevarach shtayim. If you siach das mevarach shtayim, because we paskin that only for dibra you have to make a new bracha, for remez you won't have to make a new bracha, but for dibra you would. Now but so therefore those that have the minig, that's the minig to kiss it, okay, so you rely on the svarv of Moshe, but if not, then okay, fine, so we'll continue with this and go further tomorrow.